Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm hoping that your day is going about like mine is right now, where I'm safe and sound. We got about 8 inches of snow blowing around out there, and the winds are going to get up to about 60 miles an hour up here in Maine and along the East Coast in the New England area. So we're hunkered down. We got fridges full. We got heat going, and I've got this nice, beautiful, warm cup of coffee in front of me that the steam from the coffee is rolling off of it, much like, I don't know, nice warm water on a frigid cold day where you get that sea smoke that comes off the ocean sometimes when you see it. It's beautiful. I'm looking at it right now and it's making me at peace with myself. Now, most people won't look at their coffee and the steam rolling off their cup of Joe's like that anywhere else. But it's a calming thing for me because not only do I get my caffeine fix and not only does it comfort me, but it also puts me in a good place that I can think about things and really get my brain work going in this journey that we call life all the time. So I've got my coffee ready. I've got my notes over on the side, which I don't usually bring a lot of notes, but there's some things that I wanted to chat about, some bullet point things that I try to bring to the table to make sure that I'm not just rambling stuff off on these podcasts with you guys, because I think some of the topics that we discuss, some are 5 minutes long on the podcast and some are 15 to 20 minutes long. And that's usually right around the time frame because sometimes the content can be a little bit richer. And I might be ranting and raving, but it seems to resonate with some folks that are out there. So again, thank you all for your support for the podcast. Spread the word. Keep on telling people about it. Get more people over here to be able to listen to it, because I'd love to be able to reach out to more people, to be able to have more conversations, have some good dialogues, all that good stuff. Okay, so today's Coffee Talk is going to be around struggle. Okay, so one of the things that I noticed this morning, a couple of my friends and tribe members within the community that I'm a part of, that we're all on health journeys and we call each other and we text each other and we hold each other accountable, is really struggling right now. And the reason that they're struggling is because they are a little bit further in their journey along than I am in my journey. But it's interesting because they've already hit their goal weight that they want to be at. And they felt good and it was celebratory and everything was awesome. And now they are in the lifetime maintenance phase. Okay? So they're in the phase where there's no more celebrations. There's no more high five cheering. There's no more moments for you to sit back and go, yes, I lost another 5, or yes, I lost 10, or I did this, or yes, and celebrating and getting all kinds of great things going where you get little stickers and whatever else you might want to get to if you whatever program you're doing, or if you are in the gym, or if you're just going through a regular program where you have your scale that you're trying to be able to go to, and then get those huge high fives when you're getting to the point that you need to get to keep moving towards your goal. Well, this person already has their goal. They've already hit it. And so the celebration's gone. The love seems to have faded when it comes to their weight loss journey. Now, with me personally, I'm inspired by them because I sit back and I say, man, you have worked your tail off to get to where you are. You've fought temptation. You've dug in. You've been vigilant throughout your whole entire journey. You've lost over 100 pounds. And you are focused on your journey. You get to where you have to get to when you got to that goal and we all celebrated with you. Now you're even more of an inspiration to me when I hear that you are still maintaining, even if you're up 5 or 6 pounds, but you're still cognizant, making mindful decisions, and you're still aware of your surroundings. Now the struggle for this person is, I feel like I'm sliding. I feel like I'm the same person that I was before. When it comes to poor choices, bad eating, and those kind of things, I've already hit my goal, so the love is gone. And now I'm just trying to be able to figure out how to be able to move forward. And we talk about all the time that this is a no finish line journey. There is no finish line because you can get to where your goal is of weights, bicep size, run times, or anything. But the real work comes in the stuff that comes after you hit your goal or after your celebratory moment. What happens later? So when you get to where you got to get to and you're feeling good about everything that you're feeling good about and you're right there where you are and you're all set and it's great and everything feels good, what happens after that happens? That's the real conundrum, if you think about it, right? So when people get to that place, they're like, okay, so what happens? Well, I don't really understand. And even in a lot of programs like what that you're a part of, after you hit your goal, that's what everybody works towards. That's where they're going. And there's no real dialogue or template or Bible that's written that says this is what your life is going to look like after you hit your target, after you hit your target of weight, after you hit your target of your runtime. And now the hard work is, how do you maintain that? And how do you continue moving forward with that? How do you live in the space of, okay, so I've worked my tail off, I've gotten to where I'm at now. Okay, so now I have to live my life at that goal. And what does that mean? Do I not lose anymore? Or do I eat more because I need to maintain now? Or what does that mean? How does that go? And so a lot of struggle that I hear through a lot of folks on Connect, on No Finish Line Nation, on the Instagram page or anywhere, the feedback that I get from a lot of people is I don't, it's hard to live this lifetime style, this lifelong journey, because I don't know how to continue to move forward. I'm just kind of winging it. And that's really difficult for a lot of people, because winging it doesn't work. Winging it for me is what got me to 365 pounds before. Because I would wing it and say, oh yeah, man, I'm a lifter. I got these muscles over here and my biceps. I'm good to go. And I'm just going to keep on eating 5,000 calories a day, because that's what I did for years. When you're lifting weights, you intake a lot of calories. You intake a lot of food and items and stuff like that. And then here I am, not necessarily lifting as the way I used to. And now I just start packing on pounds. I quit smoking. All this different stuff that was going on, added on weight, all the things. So I was winging it, thinking that I was doing great things. And next thing you know, I'm 365 pounds and I can't get off the couch. So I get that struggle. I understand that struggle, the fact that there's no template. There's no book that's written of how you maintain. So ask questions around people that you know that have been through it before. Dig in a little bit. Find out from those folks that have been doing this for a long time, that have really battled through some of the mental cobwebs that are going on in your head. They've been through it. I guarantee you that they've been through struggle. You might think that they're all put together, but guess what? They struggle just as much as you struggle. And they've done it in the past. And now that they've gotten through it, they can add some insight or give you some value to what you're doing in your journey. So, one, be proud of the fact that you've gotten to that number that you wanted to get to. That goal that you were shooting for, that illustrious number that you're trying to go for and you're trying to be able to get to, that seems so unachievable at one time, that seems such a long-distant, faded, gray area that you didn't think you could get to, you got to. So you should be damn proud of what you've done. Okay, that's for people that have hit that goal and now are struggling on that end. The other struggle is people that are in that space of thinking that it's so freaking far away. My goal is just seems like it's Mount Everest. I feel like, you know, if you've got 100 pounds to lose, you think to yourself, I've got 100 pounds to lose. It took me my whole life to get to where I'm at right now. It's going to take forever to take it off. I want that quick fix. I want something that's going to be able to just snap a finger and I can get there. Well, I'm sorry to say that that's not going to happen. You're not just going to be able to snap a finger. You're not going to be able to work out for 3 weeks and eat healthy for 3 weeks and 100 pounds is gone, right? But what I will tell you is that there are ways to overcome the feeling of Mount Everest. If you're in the middle of the struggle where you feel like it's so far away, you can do things that are going to help you to get the right mindset into making things happen. So one of the bits of advice that I know has helped me throughout my journey is, because I also had 135, 140 pounds to lose total to get to a healthy weight for myself, was bite-sized chunk goals. Small niblets of goals that you want to be able to get to, that are attainable, that you can celebrate in, and make it feel like you're achieving something. Knock Mount Everest down to a pebble or a boulder on the side of the mountain. As you're climbing up the mountain, you can overcome jumping over the top of a 2-foot boulder instead of a 20,000-foot boulder, right? It just seems like it's more achievable. And so when you climb over that boulder and you get to the other side, stop for a moment and celebrate in the fact that I just did that. I overcame what I overcame. I jumped over the top of that boulder. I blew right through it and with no questions asked. I did it. I did it and I did it on my own. And I did it for me and I did it for my family. So now you have a SMART goal that you have already set with the boulder and you've achieved it and you did it in a timely fashion. And you stop to reflect for a second to say, oh, what worked and what didn't? And now we're on to boulder number 2, which will get you about another 2 to 3 feet up that mountain. Always knowing what the big mountain looks like, because that's kind of what people do, is they want to get to that end goal that they got to get to, and I get it. And if it's Mount Everest, then okay, then that's what it is. But your small bite-sized chunks are going to work just like this. As you're going through and you're overcoming that small one, the small little one, okay, and then you get another small little one and you achieve it, you celebrate it, you reflect, and you get another one and another one. All these small little 2-foot boulders are going to add to, eventually, one day, your Mount Everest. Then you might get to that place where those lifetime members and those people that are already hit their goals and they're struggling in that piece, that's okay. I would like to be in that place, although it scares the living crap out of me to get to that place, but that's okay. That's another story for another day for me. But if it seems like it's Mount Everest, make it a rock on the side of the mountain so that you can overcome each small little rock getting to the top. And if you slide back and you fall over a boulder and you fall down a couple feet, get up, brush yourself off, and continue to work on those small goals. One slide doesn't negate your whole entire work. Okay? Your body of work can be a week, your body of work can be a couple days, or your body of work can be 20 years. Like somebody like our favorite person that we know on a lot of our social media platform, Spinwitch, Marianne, who's been doing this for 20 long years, and she's been an inspiration to so many people because she goes to it every day. At her age, she's literally in the gym, lifting, getting stronger, leading, all these different things. And it's an inspiration to me every single day that I want to one day be just like she is when it comes to focus, motivation. And she's been through struggles, man. She's been through tough times, just like everybody else. But she doesn't let that break her down. And she also doesn't let it stop her from achieving her dreams. If you look at some of the things that she does on, if you get a chance to see her or check her out on Instagram or Connect or at No Finish Line Nation, you'll see she also does artwork and she does sketch work and cartoons and different stuff. And that's one of her dreams. And she goes for it. And she's, I'm going to go for it. Which is going to be another podcast coming up here soon, is about following your dreams, because I feel that a lot of people shelve their dreams based on the fact that they don't feel like they're good enough to do it. Anyway, so with that being said, the struggle, I get it. I'm in the struggle. I think I shared a few podcasts ago that I'm 100 pounds down, but I've been 100 pounds down for almost a year now. And I'm still struggling trying to get to where I want to get to with my goal weight. Right? And my goal weight is actually set by my doctor a little higher than what the BMI chart shows. And I still can't get there. I'm sorry. I shouldn't use the word I can't get there. I should use the word of I feel like I can't get there. So that's my Everest. So I've got to break it down into small, bite-sized chunks. Win the day. If I can track what I got to track and I can work out the way I got to work out, it's all going to pan out in the end. But each day is a new day. I need to attack today like there's no tomorrow, right? And then when I get to tomorrow, be thankful for yesterday and then attack that day like there's no tomorrow. Treat each day as its own entity and just be successful in that day and celebrate in that. Hopefully that will break down your Mount Everest and hopefully for a lifetime, or somebody that's been doing this for a while that's struggling with the brain work and the ability to be able to continue to push forward, I'm hoping that that also helps you to know that each day is a new day. Every day that you're going through, whatever you're going through, if you can be successful in that day, you're going to string a bunch of great days together to make a great life, right? That's the way you have to treat it. It's the only way you got to treat it. Because if you look at it as the fact of, let's say, for instance, I'm turning 40, how old am I? I'll be 45 this year. So when I turn 45, I'm going to think to myself, okay, if I hit goal this year, which is what I plan on doing, but if I hit goal this year, that means at 45, I'm going to be at goal. What does that mean for the other 30, 40 years that I'm going to be living on this earth? What does it mean? What's my purpose? What, you know, I don't have to keep on digging and climbing towards that number that I have to get to, but rather I should just learn to live my each day as being a better person than I was yesterday. That's really how I'm going to have to do it. That's my goal of what I want to set for myself. So I hope that helps some of you long-termers and some of you brand newcomers that are here that are looking for inspiration, guidance, anything like that, because I think that we can all lean on each other. Use the platforms on Connect. Use the platforms of Facebook, on Instagram, this podcast, folks that you see around you, and people in your meetings or at the gym or your social communities. Use the folks that you know have done it before to be able to help you to set yourself up for success in the future. I hope that helps everybody, and I hope that everybody this Thursday finds everybody in good health. Stay safe if you're in New England, because it is snowing like crazy and it's getting crazy out there with some blizzard conditions. But we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can, and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.